I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrea's coup failed before it ever really got started. On Monday, soldiers stormed the information ministry. Today, everything's back to, quote, normal. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton notes,
"The fact that there were soldiers acting directly against the government perhaps is a sign of building unrest within Eritrea.
It likely means a crackdown." Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
"At least 10 leaders of the churches have been rounded up in the past day or two.
Pray.
The real attempt for the government of Eritrea is to eradicate the underground church by targeting its leaders."
Next, Christmas in January? Well, that's when Slavic countries like Ukraine celebrate Christmas. A mission team with the Slavic Gospel Association recently got back from Christmas outreach in Ukraine. Eric Mock with SGA says the team participated in their Emmanuel's Child outreach.
"We had an opportunity to reach out to a small boys' home, a boys' orphanage. In this orphanage were 48 young boys. 70% of these boys came from problem families."
And do you know what missionary aviation is? That's the transport by plane of God's Word and His servants to some of the most remote areas on earth. Africa Inland Mission has a ministry like this called AIM Air, and they're struggling to keep up with the demand for their services. Adding another plane would be a huge help, but it's a $1 million project. Can you help them? A matching grant is doubling every donation up to $700,000. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Now, this book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.